On Monday, Burlington's Mayor Merle Weinberger gave his State of the City speech, outlining his goals and priorities for the Queen City. He opened the address with a strong condemnation of President Donald Trump's executive orders on immigration.
As a country, our government is now explicitly turning its back and shutting its doors to the tired, the hungry, the poor, the talented, the innovative, the hardworking refugees and immigrants who for so long have helped make this country and our city the dynamic places they are today.
And Mayor Merle Weinberger is with me now in our Colchester studios to talk about some of the priorities he outlined in that speech. Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for joining us.
Mitch, it's always great to be with you. Thanks for having us in.
Now, in that speech, we heard you were very clear about your opposition to President Trump's immigration order, but you were pretty vocal about this issue even before that order was signed. Shortly after the election, you announced you wanted Burlington to become a sanctuary city, and there was a committee exploring that. Where is the city right now in that process of becoming a sanctuary city?
Where we're at with it is we're continuing to do what we've always done or long done, which is we don't ask about immigration status when we're conducting our routine policing or really providing any other city services. We think that that is actually the way to keep Burlington safest, that no one has any concern when they're considering calling the police or reporting some sort of incident that their immigration status or someone they know is going to somehow be a problem. We wanted to formalize this, codify it in city policy, and work with the council on it, and the council has sent it to the police commission, and the police commission still has a little more work to do, but we do expect that will be completed fairly soon. But it isn't, the fact that it's taking some time isn't changing anything about the way the city conducts itself.
One of the things I wonder about, though, is if you're concerned, and maybe city council members are concerned, about losing any federal funding.
Yes, Mitch. So we think what we're doing is consistent with federal law. If that were to be challenged, and it could be challenged, we do have some under, again, existing federal law. There is one small Justice Department grant that could be at risk. That's about a $40,000 grant. That could change. One of the hallmarks of the Trump presidency is the uncertainty that the president has created in so many areas. And if federal law were to change, we'd have to address that and understand what the implications would be. It's very hard to kind of speculate exactly where this could go, but people should know we're paying close attention to it, and we're certainly not trying to put in jeopardy large amounts of federal funding.
Why do you point out that one grant, though? You say the $40,000 grant. Why do you think that one is a particular risk?
Well, because, you know, we are a nation of laws, and the way the law currently reads is that there needs to be a nexus between if the federal government doesn't like what a municipality is doing. You know, we have a true federal system where they have limited authority over us. They can withdraw funds, but the courts have said over time that there needs to be a relationship between the funds they're attempting to withdraw and the issue that they're unhappy with the local government about. And this is the one grant that has that clear nexus.
What is that grant?
It's a justice assistance grant that we use to fund our community justice center and some police functions.
Development was a central theme in your speech. You mentioned the new form-based zoning ordinance, expanding and strengthening walking, biking infrastructure. You referenced the proposed developments of the downtown mall. It's just to name a few things. There are a lot of projects in the works in the last year, especially around the mall redevelopment, and there were some strong voices against how the city is going about those development plans. How are you trying to balance the desire to develop and expand Burlington with those people who are pushing back against some of these proposed plans?
We try to listen very carefully to those voices of concern. If they look at where the redevelopment of the Burlington Town Center started more than 2 years ago versus the design that was just approved by the Development Review Board, anyone who kind of looks at that and thinks about the change that has gone through in that period of time, streets being added, better interaction between the buildings and the streets outside, step backs on the upper stories, very substantial amounts of affordable housing, that came as a result of public input.
I think some people were concerned that some of this was happening too fast, some of the buildings might be too high, that it might look too much like a city and lose some of that, you know, small town character. It's still a city, but Burlington does have a character to it.
I don't think this policy change is happening too quickly. This is something that we've had a planning commission and city council joint committee working on for more than 2 years, and it's gone through a lot of public process already, and there will be more process in the months ahead. I think it's time to get it done, however, and I did ask the council to get that work done over the next 120 days.
You touched on public safety in your address. You're planning to add some new police officers to the Burlington Police Department, also new firefighters to the fire department. Is the money there in the budget to hire all these new people working in public safety?
Yes, the budget that I will submit, it will have the money to do those expansions, the first expansions we've had in 15 years, and we're going to be able to do that without the general city tax increase. The firefighters are, the change there is largely going to pay for itself. We found that we use overtime 7 out of 10 days to staff our fire department, and we are going to be able to bring on one new firefighter per shift. More than two-thirds of that will be paid by reduced overtime costs. On the police side, it's not overtime reductions. We do have a new federal grant that we were able to secure there, a COPS grant that will share the cost of expanding the police department over a three-year period. I don't want to suggest this is going to be free. We are able to do it without a tax increase this year.
I have to circle back then to that Sanctuary City question, because it sounds like this federal grant is very important for getting these new police officers hired. Could that be at risk, again, if the Trump administration decides that Burlington is not following their wishes when it comes to immigration?
The federal money is part of how we're doing this. It's less than half of it. It's about 45% of the total cost. That could become an issue that we'll have to address. You know, stepping back, it's hard for me to see a federal court saying the city of Burlington don't get to conduct your local policing in a way that keeps your community safe. That's something that's been delegated to cities to take the lead on, and that's what we're doing here.
I know you've been working closely with Chief Brandon Del Pozo on this issue. Are there going to be any specific initiatives you're proposing to deal with the opioid crisis that's hurting just about every city here in Vermont, really across America?
The scale, the scope of this problem is just stunning. We are going to have to create systems that we don't have today. We are going to need to make, I believe, very substantial investments and see some real cultural change in our prevention efforts to stop creating new addictions. Certainly, our treatment system is short of achieving treatment without delay, which I think is a critical strategy in turning things around. And we are trying to serve, we run this monthly meeting we call Community Stat, which tries to get all of the dozens of parties that have a role in the solution here together, sorting out the long list of changes that we're going to need to get this done. There's not one or two solutions that are going to change this. It's a whole long list of changes that we need to make to get our way out of it, but we will do it.
Burlington Mayor Moreau Weinberger, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Mitch, it's always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for the opportunity to talk about these key issues in Burlington.